afternoon, Babylon. Randy Yarbrough here with you. Yes, I'm back. This Wednesday, October the 26th, the year 2016, of my Lord and Savior, the Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There is no king but King Jesus. The thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. All been done before, just change the actors on the stage, the technology and the terminology change a little bit. Oh well, we'll just continue to repeat the mistakes of history over and over and over again, never, ever seeming to learn. So, since there's nothing really new going on, a few housekeeping notes, quote, if we understand the motives, the mechanisms, and the motives of the group mind, it is now possible to control and regiment the masses, that's you out there, according to our will, without their knowing it. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct, or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses, that's you out there. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses, that's you out there. And we're back. Yes, I come back and the computer glitches all show up. The show is to free America here on the American Freedom Network, and we still always need your help, folks. Keep this radio station up and running and the light shining out there. We need your help. Call Michael, call Cody, 800-205-6245. 800-205-6245. You can make a pledge on your plastic. You can order a copy of today's show or past shows, other shows here on the network. That helps us out. You can pick up that envelope and address it to KHNC, P.O. Box 1750, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone, 80534. Your check, your money order, you're much appreciated. We'll even still take the fraudulent reserve notes. Other currencies, sure. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, the Lord's money. At the very least, tell your friends and family, tune in 1360 AM on the Internet at America News Net, AmericaNewsNet.com, and call the advertisers, folks. It only takes a second. Jot their number down, give them a call, and just say thank you for supporting American Freedom Network. Before I go to my guest, I want to finish this quote from Edward Louis Bernays in his book, Propaganda, written back in the 20s. And that's what you're going through, folks. You're being propagandized to give up and just throw up your hands and say, Hillary will be president. That's what you're being taught. That's what you're being told. So now we're going to try and overcome some of your programming. Quote, if we understand the mechanisms and the motives of the group mind, it is now possible to control and regiment the masses. That's you out there. According to our will, without their knowing it. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses, that's you out there. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses, that's you out there, is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power in our country, unquote. Edward Bernays, his book, Propaganda, will hopefully help you to come out from the box and think for yourself. With my guest today, Stuart Best with Best Video Productions. Stuart, it's been way too long since we've done a show together.
It has. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm kind of a hermit anyway, I guess. So, anyway, how have you been?
We've been hanging in. I haven't done a show in 60 days, so here I'm back, and the listeners have probably already turned off. All of them have turned off their radio going, oh, no, not him again.
Well, I doubt it. I doubt it. When you did a show on Night Shadows,
yes,
we had a lot of listeners. So,
really,
yes, it spiked way up there. So, no, your information is extremely valuable. So, but like I was listening to this propaganda, and that's exactly what's going on. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you? When I drive down, like down here in Menominee, which is, you know, as far as I know, you know, most of the these are farm communities. The most of the farmers I know are quite conservative. And yet you see these Hillary signs all over the place. And I just can't for the life of me figure out why anybody would vote for a criminal, a proven criminal. Even the FBI chief gave a whole litany of wrongs and illegal activities that she had done right on TV, right in congressional hearings. And all of what he said were criminal activities, but he declined to prosecute. Not that they weren't criminal activities. He just said he wasn't going to prosecute them. And yet the people seem to love it.
Well, it's part of it, too, though, Stuart, is the machine that operates behind Hillary has a whole cadre of dedicated, what do I want to say, dedicated robots.
That's a good term.
Dedicated robots that will go out and plaster signs everywhere. Probably never asking the landowner, property owner, whether they want the sign there or not. Just plaster the signs everywhere. But that takes us then into the dedication of these mindless, you know, that can't come outside of the box, that the propaganda is so ingrained in them.
Yes.
They cannot think outside of the box. Now, if we take that over to religion, okay, the Islamists, the Muslims out there, the fanatics, the radical Islamists, are so sure of their religion and their reward, they are willing to blow themselves up.
Yeah, it's kind of a mystery, isn't it?
And the Christians, we'll be out of here. We won't see any trouble. The Lord said not to get involved in politics. Whiny, wimpy Christians. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network. And we're back. Stuart Best, my guest today, Best Video Productions. You can reach them at 800-257-2672. 800-257-2672. The website, get your pen and paper out, is thelightgate.us. thelightgate.us, also lightgateblogger.com. lightgateblogger.com. You can catch Night Shadows radio show, the archives there. Him, Stuart, and Larry Taylor get together, well, at least once a week, sometimes more, to discuss what's going on out there. I kind of got on a rant there, Stuart. Sorry, but if the Christians out there would show one scintilla of the faith as the radical Islamists, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why the, we are in the final stages, I think, of the great apostasy away from the truth. The Christians are, I don't even know if you could call them lukewarm. And they're not cold because Jesus said, I wish you were. I wish you were my enemy. Or I wish you were hot. But because you're lukewarm, he spews them out of his mouth. He'd rather know they're his enemy than the way the Christians are today. But there's nothing, I guess, we can do about it. You know, there's a few that have probably awakened, but only a few. I really do believe we are at the final stage of grace, that the people have already made up their mind, yea or nay. They've either believed the truth and are pursuing it, or they've thrown it out and said that's just garbage. Because you have the prophecy of the many and the few. And if you look up the word many, it's polis, and it means essentially just about everybody. So just about everybody is in this lukewarm category. They don't take the scriptures seriously. We have things going down all around us, birth changes, financials, political. I've never in my life witnessed such an election as this one. And yet it's like it doesn't disturb anybody. I'm really at a total loss. I call them comatose, but maybe it's worse than that. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Where does it go from here? Well, it can only go downhill further. They say there's supposed to be this latter rain awakening, and there might be. There might be, but the only revival that I find in the scripture is the guillotine revival. When this new world order and the real plans of the Clinton, Obama, George Soros, and the rest of them, they have to run this last little bit naked, out in the open, for everybody to see what it is they've done. But I think the American people have waited too long to stop it. You come to a point where, I guess you could call it a tipping point, where you cannot stop what's coming. I mean, guys and gals, have spent literally, probably, in the trillions over time, if you added it all up, on their FEMA camps, their military exercises, all of this for the final coup. Over all these years, they're not going to give up. George Soros and Clinton and all the rest of them, they're not going to give up. They're not going to let this go. I think they'd rather go down in flames than to just let it go to somebody like Trump. And I'm not even certain who Trump really is. I'm not convinced he's for real. I remember David Icke, and a lot of people think he's nuts, but he made a very interesting comment. He said, well, if Trump was for real, why isn't he dead?
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm sure in the back rooms that's already being planned.
Well, the only thing that would stop it, you know it, I know it, would be the Lord.
Yes.
And that is the one thing where, even though Trump may not be who he says he was, I've done some research on him, and there's a good possibility he's a Mason. But
he went to
what
a
we
Jesuit.
May be watching here is a Masonic war.
Well, he went to a Jesuit college.
Yes.
The one thing I look at this, though, is the people, I mean, I was listening to Rick Wiles, True News,
mm-hmm.
About the number of people showing up at the Trump meetings.
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely
more
incredible.
People have been turned away from, because there's no place for them to sit, no place for them to be, have been turned away from Trump rallies than have shown up for Clinton rallies. So that
mm-hmm.
that tells me that the people out there maybe don't have a clue what's wrong. They just know something is terribly wrong.
Yes. Well, so, I do. I think people realize, number one, that something terrible is coming, and not necessarily related to politics either. But they also realize that there's something, like you just said, terribly wrong with the country, that something has gone amiss, that this is evil rearing its ugly head, and they're sensing it, but they don't know what to do about it. So they're going to try. I've read all these prophecies that say Trump is going to win by a landslide. In fact, I was just reading the latest bots. And I've always thought the bots were very, very interesting, because if you're familiar with the bots, right?
Yeah. Explain it briefly for those that out there that may not know what the bots are.
Okay. As I understand it, and my understanding is limited because I never really talked to Cliff High about it, but from what he has said, what they do is they sample language all over the world on the internet. And what they're looking for are changes in word and how people are doing their blogs, how the news language changes. Out of that language change, they can predict somewhat what the future is going to be. And what he has said is that I don't know what you'd call it, logarithms, I guess, are showing, anyway, from the language they're picking up. This kind of dovetails into, what do you call it, a universal consciousness.
Yes.
That people sort of, in a way, they may be, it may be unconscious, but they're aware of future things that are coming. But it's not in their conscious mind. Well, anyway, that language shows up now in the present. So he was going over their October, and they're beginning their November linguistics logarithms. And it's showing that even though Trump wins by a landslide, it appears that the powers that be could care less. They don't care what the American people have to say about it. You've got this situation where you've got all of these people entrenched in the government.
Yes.
And so they have their own ideas, and they don't want anything to change. They won't like it just the way it is. Well, how is one guy going to change all that? It's kind of like when Kennedy came in. Do you remember he gave that speech on secret societies?
Absolutely.
And said, we can't tolerate that. We can't have that. Well, where is John Kennedy now? See, this is the problem. These people, I believe, will stop at absolutely nothing, including the murder of Donald Trump. And I don't know if you remember it, but there was a thing on YouTube, and they were interviewing H.W. Bush, the old man. And he took his hand, and he used his thumb, and he went right across his neck and when he was talking about Trump. Well, if you know how the Masons do their hand signals, he was saying that they were going to slit Trump's throat. They'd kill him if they had to. Then Glenn Beck, who was the darling of the conservatives before they started picking up on who he really was, said that if he could get next to Trump with a knife, he'd kill him. Remember that?
Yes.
Well, then there was Mitt Romney, a leading Mormon, and he ran for president not too long ago. I can't remember who he ran against, but...
Obama.
That's right. He ran against Obama.
Obamination.
What did he say? He gave a speech about how to get rid of Trump, and the background of that speech was Hinckley. Well, what did Hinckley do? Hinckley Foundation or something was the background. Was it Hinckley that took out Reagan?
Yeah.
Or tried to?
Tried to.
So you got three big sources here. Papa Bush, Glenn Beck, and Romney. Now, what's very interesting here is that Romney is a Mormon. Glenn Beck is a Mormon. Mormonism is Masonry. It's just disguise, but it's Masonry. All of their rituals are Masonic. The Mormons have what they call the White Horse Prophecy. And what this prophecy is, for the people who don't know it, and they can look it up, all they got to do is type in White Horse Prophecy, and it'll show them what it is. But basically what it says, the Constitution will come under such assault that it'll be hanging by a thin thread, and a great and mighty Mormon will come forward and save the day. Now, people really need to get into Mormonism and find out what it really teaches, but basically it's very, very interesting. They feel that they should be taking over the United States. They have a temple in Maryland, not too far from the White House. And the inside story goes that there is an Oval Office in there, and it has all the electronics and capabilities of the White House. They're set up to take over. So here's the question. We have Donald Trump on a landslide, possibly, or a rigged election and Hillary gets in, either way. And then we have this guy out there in Utah, McCollum, who says he can stop the election. He claims he already has Utah on the electoral votes. And if he can pick up, I think he said, one more state, he can throw the election, become a spoiler. Then it goes to the House of Representatives, and they have to pick who is going to be president. And so we don't know. You know, there's always this big surprise that showed up even in the Bible codes, that there was going to be in this election a big surprise.
Big stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network. And we're back. Stuart Best, my guest today, with Best Video Productions. You can find him on the web at thelightgate.us, thelightgate.us, and lightgate.us. Blogger.com, lightgateblogger.com. You can also reach them at 800-257-2672, 800-257-2672. Order up the Omega Code, folks, and watch that and rewatch it, and that will give you an idea where we're at very closely on the timeline. Out of Isaiah 3. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill for him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy path. Women ruling over them. Let's see. Oh, we got Germany and Merkel. We got Great Britain and May. And if Hillary gets in, here we are. Women ruling
over them. Yeah, and I think that's true. And it's not only true in politics. Unfortunately, with the demasculinity of the New World Order being foisted upon men, it's true in most households. I'd have probably say the vast majority of households are run by the woman. And it's natural. I mean, if you go into Genesis, you see that. But, The women are beginning to take over. Well, when men defect, women do take over.
Yes.
And it's just a natural course of events, I guess. Yeah, but Hillary is kind of a special special case. I really have trouble understanding the American people. I understand what you were saying when, you know, they're kind of like hypnotized, they're robots, they're so programmed deeply they can't see outside of the box. But nonetheless, these guys got to all know, and the women got to know that, you know, Hillary really is something different and extremely dangerous.
As
Putin said, getting into the
psychopath.
War part of
it. She's a psychopath.
Again? Yes.
Here we are, a double standard, all right?
Oh, absolutely.
We've got all of these women coming out saying, Trump spoke to me this way, he grabbed me here, he grabbed me there, he did this, he kissed me, and all this. But we never talk about what Bill Clinton did.
Well,
and we never talk about how Hillary sent her programmed robots out and hired private detectives and everything else to go after all of the women that stepped forward and said Bill Clinton is a pervert.
Well, I've read from insider sources. In fact, I think there's a book out written by one of the Secret Service agents. Hillary is likewise a sexual predator. And you don't hear that now, do you?
No.
And they don't really talk about Bill Clinton. In fact, I was watching, what's her name, Megyn Kelly the other night when she was dancing there with, Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich, okay.
And he really climbed down her throat. Because, you know, that's all they bring up. Well, of course, all major media, including Fox News, is simply paid to bring in the New World Order. We have never had a two-party system in this nation, in truth.
Well, not for at least 150 years.
That's right. It's always been, and I don't know why people think, well, if we get Trump, we're going to change anything. You're not going to change anything. If the people really want to change this nation, they better get on their knees. And they better start praying to the Lord.
Yes.
But you're not going to see that happen. There isn't going to be repentance until I think it's guillotine time. And that is when this last final phase comes into play, is when people are rounded up, put in these FEMA camps that they all said didn't exist, and drinking all their denial tea that none of this could happen in America, and it's already happened all around everywhere. They've got these FEMA camps set up. Then you had Jade Helm. I mean, what more do the American people need? They're absolutely comatose. And for whatever reason, I mean, there they had it on video of people being rounded up and lined up, and I don't know if they were in chains or not. I don't remember the video that well, but to go to these FEMA camps for extermination. And yet, this is a Jade Helm military operation. And we have full traitors in the United States military at this point. And what, they're idiots. Don't they read their Bible? They're doing exactly what the Bible said they were going to do, and they're all going to be dead very shortly. I don't care if they're general or a lieutenant following orders. The Bible's very, very clear what happens to these traitors who turn against the Constitution that, by the way, they swore an oath to uphold. And Jesus Christ told people, don't ever do that, because I'm going to hold you to it.
Yes.
So they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, and these military guys, the officers and whatnot that are in the higher levels, they know exactly what they're doing. They have already signed their death warrant. And it doesn't bother me that these people are all going to perish. It's after they perish that bothers me more than anything. I've been there. I've seen it. They don't want to go there. Nobody wants to go there. If Jesus Christ showed the world what I was shown, every person on the planet would be on their bellies screaming for mercy. But for whatever reason, the Lord has chosen to keep that absolutely silent and hidden away, and he lets people with their free will decide what they're going to do. And you've got all these military officers that are now committing high treason against the United States. And that's fine with me. I don't really care because I'm not up here anymore. But I know what the end result is for them, and that's what bothers me. They have no clue. They're blind to it. All they see is this world. And when you go into the bots, and I can read a little bit of it, but basically, it's all of this world. It doesn't matter if Trump gets in, Hillary gets in, or some Mormon gets in. It's all of this world. A new economic system, a new religious system, and a new political system. It's coming.
It's coming. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back. Brendy Yarbrough with you. My guest today is Stuart Best with Best Video Productions. You can reach them at 800-257-2672. 800-257-2672. Also catch him, his Night Shadows radio show on lightgateblogger.com. lightgateblogger.com, that'll take you to the link. There's also thelightgate.us, thelightgate.us. Phone lines are open, 877-254-7524. Question, comment for my special guest, Stuart Best. Women shall rule over them.
Well, so you can see what mess this woman over there in Germany, Merkel, has done to the German people. And now she's running again, I guess, for another term. But Germany's overrun. France is overrun. Europe is basically now gone. If you read what Islamists want to do, they want a global caliphate, and they're going to get it if people don't wake up. And Obama has packed his White House with Islamic Brotherhood people. And you go into a state like Michigan, there are areas that are no-go zones because the police won't help you or anything else. There are Islamic enclaves.
Yes.
So they're being set up around the country. We got, I think, the last report I heard was like 35 Islamic terrorist training centers in the United States. The FBI knows about it, but nobody does anything about it. We are being slowly turned into Islamic kind of a caliphate right here in the United States. And with their, they've really do kind of like beheading people. Now, I suppose one can argue, you know, Book of Revelation talks about the beheadings. And as to who is doing it, I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, the rich men of the earth know very well how to get other people to do their dirty work. And I've often wondered if they're not going to use these terrorists to actually cause the trouble and then, you know, stir things up so that Obama, who, by the way, is a devout Muslim in some ways, he said so himself, his Muslim faith. He also said that when push came to shove, he was going to back the Islamics. Well, Putin knows perfectly well that we're backing, and in fact, I guess one could say that we are the creators of ISIL and all the terror that's gone on over there. And if you read the protocols of the Elders of Sion, they said they were going to use something like ISIL.
Well, just the letter from Albert Pike.
Yes.
About the three world wars and how they would pit Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all against each other. And to exhaust them all and destroy as many as possible so that the true religion could come to light, and that would be the worship of Lucifer.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. Oh.
There you got the whole Masonic plan laid out.
Yes, and it is Masonic. I wish people would know that.
Yeah, well, so we can go to... But there's another whole group behind the Masons.
Oh, absolutely.
The Jesuits.
Yes. In fact, they may be the primary modus operandi, and people don't understand either that the Pope we have over there is the first Jesuit, as far as I understand.
Yes, Pope.
And he's what they call the Black Pope, or the Pope behind the Pope, is also a Jesuit. Always.
Yes.
And I think they just had a new one elected, if I remember right.
So we've got this whole I don't even know a word, machinations of all of this. But okay, we're going to go to Moscow, and we're going to go to Tehran, and we're going to go to Baghdad, and we're going to go to Jerusalem, and we're going to go to D.C., and we're going to go to every state capital, and within a block of the Capitol building or the Parliament building or, you know, whatever they call it, the Duma, mm-hmm. there stands the Masonic Lodge.
Yes. Well, Zacharias, I think, said it very well, that it goes throughout the whole earth. And it's an abomination to the Lord. They pose as Christians, a lot of the Masons do, but they're not Christians. They just take, I have their book, Bridge to Light. They say right in there, there is no knowable truth. And anybody who says there is just a liar and shouldn't even be allowed, basically. Well, the Christians believe that there is not only a knowable truth, but one that you can communicate with. Now, the Pope just recently came out and said anybody who thinks they can communicate and privately with their God is dangerous.
Yeah. Yes. Anyone that could communicate one on one with the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot have that.
No. And you see, this is one of the things which should tell people about control. The religions on the earth, basically, and unfortunately now Christianity for the most part, are just controlling things. They're controllers. Jesus Christ said, I come to set you free. And if the Son of Man set you free, you shall be free indeed. In other words, what he brought with him was not a new religion. Now, I was not a religious person. I grew up as a Unitarian. In fact, my mom and dad were both Unitarians. Well, they don't believe in anything. They just believe that Jesus Christ was a, you know, he was a good man, and he was a great ethical teacher. But he certainly was not the Son of God. He certainly was not the Messiah. But I remember when I was little, I was walking, I'd gone to a church down on a Sunday. They did let me do that. Well, I'll pick up on that later.
Yes. We'll finish off this hour with that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network. And we're back. Stuart Best, my guest today, Best Video Productions. You can reach them at thelightgate.us, thelightgate.us, also lightgateblogger.com, lightgateblogger.com. Call them up, 800-257-2672. Order up the Omega code, and that will give you an idea of where we're at. You mentioned, Stuart, when you were young and you were headed home from a little church.
Yes, and I had a Bible I'd been given, I think, when I was like two and a half, three years old at a Unitarian church. And I'm carrying this Bible. And I remember the exact location that it took place, and the Lord suddenly said to me, that Bible you're carrying is the most important book in the world. And it was just something that was spoken. Well, like everybody else, I put it on the shelf where it promptly gathered all kinds of dust, and I went out a-whoring after the world. And I never was a religious person. Never got involved in religions at all. But I remember one day after we'd put the airplane away, I was working for a major corporation, and we'd pushed it in a hangar, and I'd gone back into the baggage compartment to make sure all the executives had their luggage and everything, and it was empty. I'm coming up through the aisles of the airplane, and all of a sudden, I just said, I have to find the truth. I absolutely have to find the truth. I quit that very night. And got a little trailer and parked and started to search it out. And at that point, even then, I really wasn't religious. I wasn't even looking for religion. I'd studied them. In fact, I was part of the process. I'd studied all of them. Well, it finally dawned on me that probably Christianity was the most truthful of all of them, so I began a search on that alone. And it was a very long search, probably three and a half years, something like that. And I remember sitting on the couch one day and feeling really sorry for myself. And all of a sudden, it was like I'd gone to a movie and the curtains parted. A veil, there is a veil over everybody's mind, and you cannot see beyond that veil. The veil opened up, and I'm looking into the Creator himself. That's all. I don't know any other words to describe it. I'm looking into something called love, divine love. There are no words for it. The love that the Lord has for his creation, for all the creatures, for the universe, it's just astounding. It surpasses everything. It washes everything away just like a giant flood. It overcomes all sin, everything. I mean, it's just overwhelming. And I'm looking at this, and I'm just stunned at what I'm being shown. And then this voice says, Stuart, do you agree that love runs this universe? And I said, yes, sir. And he says, Stuart, do you agree you have never loved? And I said, yes, sir. And he says, will you? And that was the end of it right there. That's when I met the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We're on our top of the hour break. We'll stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after this musical interlude here on the American Freedom Network. And we're back with the second hour of To Free America here on the American Freedom Network. We still need your help, folks. Simple as that. Need your help. Keep the lights on. Pay the phone bill. Feed the squirrel out there running in the cage in the transmitter so this signal goes out to you. Call Michael. Call Cody. 800-205-6245. 800-205-6245. You can make pledge on your plastic. You can order a copy of today's show or past shows, other shows here on the network. That helps us out. You can pick up that envelope and address it to KHNC, P.O. Box 1750, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone 80534. Your check, your money order, much appreciated. We'll even still take the fraudulent reserve notes for a while longer. Other currencies, sure, throw them in if you got them. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, the Lord's money. At the very least, tell your friends and family, tune in 1360 AM on the Internet at America News Net, AmericaNewsNet.com, and call the advertisers, folks. Let them know you're out there, you're listening, you appreciate their support. It only takes a second to give them a call. My guest today, Stuart Best with Best Video Productions. You can reach them at thelightgate.us. Thelightgate.us. Also, lightgateblogger.com. Lightgateblogger.com. You can catch Night Shadows radio show. The link is there at lightgateblogger.com. And also archives of the show. So check it out. We've got a caller. Stuart, who we got?
This is Myra.
Hello, Myra.
Hi. I was very gratified to hear him talking about the Masons. I think that it's important that people understand because they've had such excellent public relations experts putting forth a beautiful image about them. I'll make this as brief as I can. I felt the Lord nudge me to urge me to do this. I didn't want to call in, but anyway, it's that I was raised in Mormonism, and I was a victim of ritual abuse through childhood. When you remove God's protocols of one man, one woman for life, anything goes, and it did. And I was a victim of sexual abuse at every direction, as many were. But it was in the temples as well as other places, many other places, but in the temple. And had to do a renovation because so many people were having memories and flashbacks off the temple. So that's why it was renovated a few years ago. But the Mormons are simply Masons with a different face for the public. And the template is the same as the New World Order. That's why it matches so perfectly. That's why they have so many government installations there, because it's all one. The secret organizations, I believe, are all connected at the top. And when you get that high, it's all in degrees. You come up in degrees so that you're assimilated slowly, so that you're accepting more and more evil until you're so entrenched you can't do anything because you're compromised. So, but at the top, it's satanic. And the people at the top are consciously give their vows and serve Satan.
Yes. And that's all documented. Did you want to comment on that, Stuart?
Well, I was having a lot of trouble understanding. Evidently, it's the phone lines. But what was the basic gist of what she said?
That Myra was raised in the Mormon religion, and the ritual abuse, the Masonic roots of it all.
Yes. Well, I would agree 100%. Anybody that really wants to know about Mormonism, there are a number of books out there that are very, very well researched, and it's a very dangerous religion. And if the White Horse prophecy comes true, then we're looking at basically the demise of the United States as we know it, even though they say they're going to run it by the Constitution. No, they're not. They're going to run it according to the Mormons believe that if they take over the United States, they're doing it for the Lord, but their Lord is not our Lord, even though they may claim it is. It's a satanic occult. I hate to say that, but it's true. It is a satanic and occultic belief structure.
Well,
and it sucks people into it, and they can't get out of it once you're in.
We'll have a Mormon caliphate.
That is the plan if the White Horse prophecy actually is true. And they claim that their allegiance is to the high priest of Mormonism.
Go ahead.
It's not to the Constitution. It's to the church.
Right.
The LSD, or LSD, the LDS church. So, but anyway, no, she's absolutely right. And it's a shame because it destroys lives. It's no different than any of these other offshoots of Christianity. Jesus Christ did not bring a new religion with him in that sense. It was made into a religion. If you go back into the book of Revelation and read what John has to say, Christianity becomes a monster, a real monster, totally different than anything that the Lord wanted. And what he brought with him was a changed heart. That's what this is all about. It's about a changed heart. It's a love type issue. We can get into
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Myra. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phone lines are open. 877-254-7524. And we're back. Stuart Best, my guest today, Best Video Productions. You can reach them at 800-257-2672. 800-257-2672. Also, the websites, thelightgate.us, thelightgate.us, and lightgateblogger.com. Check it out. We've got another caller. Who we got?
Randy, it's Ann from Denver.
Hello, Ann.
Welcome back. We missed you.
Really?
Yes. The show's not the same without you. Anyways, I had a question for your guest, Stuart. Stuart, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. You mentioned about that the Lord had shown you hell.
Yes.
Did he also show you heaven?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
So I was just wondering if you could go into details of what he showed you about hell. And then I was wondering if you could also talk about some lady or man you call No Eyes?
Yes.
And what they said about what's in store for the future of either the United States or whatever?
Sure. What I was shown about hell was not very much, actually, but enough that would frighten anybody who saw it. It dealt with the screams of hell. In fact, Art Bell, I don't know if you're familiar with the story, but they dug a great big hole over in the Soviet Union somewhere. I think it was probably up in Siberia somewhere. And they thought they heard screams when they... As they were drilling, and they pulled the drill up, of course, and they thought they could hear something. So they lowered a mic down in there and recorded it, and Art Bell recorded that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that on his show.
And it was identical to what I was shown. There are people down there that are forever down there.
Uh-huh.
And they're not going to get out ever. And it is very real, and they are in torment, and we can't fathom how God of love does that. But the human race is a fallen race, and they are counted, whether they realize it or not, as enemies of the Creator. We are under the control of Satan, who is a very real force,
uh-huh,
entity, whatever you want to call him. It doesn't really matter, but we are under his control. And when Jesus came here, he made a mockery of that, but Satan has, I believe, a leasehold upon the planet for the term of humanity, whatever they were. You know, if you believe the doctrine of 6,000 years, which sounds pretty accurate for Adam and Eve on forward, he has that leasehold. And right now, you have the opportunity of escaping through the method that Jesus brought with him.
Right.
That has now been perverted to the point where the escaping is simply a belief and faith system. And I'm not talking about works. I'm not talking about legalisms or any effort on the part of the human race to try and justify themselves before God. You can't do that. That's not the issue. The issue right now is a love-type issue. We were told to search out and find the truth. Jesus said, if you will continue in my doctrine, you will find the truth, and the truth will set you free. We have converted all of that seek, ask, knock, strive, and labor for the truth into, well, just believe it. It'd be no different than Noah building his boat. Rather than going about and building his boat, he sits in an easy chair and prays for 40 days and 40 nights. And he's absolutely convinced that at the end of that time, his boat's going to be there. That's what modern Christianity has done. We have instructions from the Lord Jesus Christ as to how to escape. People are not taking it for what it says. It's very obvious what it says. Anyway, you don't want to ever see even the tiniest bit of hell or ever listen to the screams or see the people that are down there picking worms out of their flesh. Everything that Jesus Christ said about it is absolutely true. In fact, I had a friend of mine who was taken down there, and he said he had to stay there for a while. And he said the worst thing about the whole thing was no hope, no hope at all of ever getting out. When you're there forever. And people, it's hidden from people. It's hidden from the people of Earth. There is a veil over the mind. I did not know it at the time. I wasn't religious, but I did want to find the truth. I wanted to find the truth more than anything. And that's when all this stuff really began to occur and happen. And if a person, and the Bible's very, very clear in the book of Hebrews, it even says, if you believe in God, yes, that's number one, but he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him out. And to diligently seek out the Lord is not just sitting in an easy chair believing something. It really means what it says, and that's what I did. I didn't realize that's what I was doing. Anyway, I don't know if that answers that question.
Well, thank you.
As far as noise, what she has to say is very frightening. Because the United States is basically toast. And we're not going to escape this thing. There's no way out. There is no repentance. We were given a chance to repent at 9-1-1, you know, back then when they took down the Twin Towers. And instead of repenting, the people raised their fist in utter defiance against the Lord, when they built this one trade center building, Obama said, we come back stronger, we will prevail, et cetera, et cetera. Utter, absolute rebellion. The Lord allows rebellion, and then all of a sudden, he lowers the boom. We are about ready to have the boom lowered. And what Noah has more or less said, and basically it's earth changes as well as total financial collapse, volcanoes in areas never known for volcanoes all over the United States, earthquakes in places never known for earthquakes before, high winds, it seems like maybe jet stream coming down on the surface and just annihilating everything it touches. All kinds of stuff like that. It's an incredible book. It's occultic. She says she is. She says she's Antichrist. She doesn't make any bones about what she really believes. She even talks about an arrival of UFOs coming down here, and she says aliens gonna have absolute proof that the Bible's nothing but a pack of lies.
Huh.
And I can see it happening right now, because for the most part, you'd have to say that the people have totally abandoned the Bible in favor of what science tells them. The Bible actually mocks science, says they don't know what they're talking about. And I would agree with that, because they don't. They may unlock little secrets here and there of how the Lord has set up the universe, but they're not ever going to, like CERN and finding the God particle, they're never going to find God that way. And Jesus told everybody, all of humanity, how they could find God. If they won't do it, he says, well, that's not my problem, that's their problem. And this is where we're at. They have abandoned the whole thing. And, you pay a price. The nation that forgets God is turned into hell. That's where we're at. And it doesn't matter whether Trump wins, whether Hillary wins, or whether a Mormon comes in and wins. It might delay things for a slight bit, but the delays are all but over. I did a research thing called the Omega Code. And in that, I think we prove conclusively that Israel is the time clock for the entire planet. And we're out of time in 2017. We're done.
We're in 2017 as far as the Jewish calendar is concerned.
You got that right. And everything that the Lord said was going to start to happen is now just on the cusp.
Well, I'm going to go. Thank you, Stuart.
Okay.
And thank you, Randy.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay,
thanks
bye now.
I'm not sure I answered a question, but it's so difficult to explain some of this.
Yes.
But
we've got another caller online.
Okay.
Who we got?
Hi, this is Bill from New Jersey.
Hello, Bill.
Got a few couple things to point out. The recording of hell that's been making the rounds for many years, turns out it's a hoax. I'm not saying that hell isn't real. I'm just saying that the audio was taken from a movie called Baron Blood, 1972, and it was like looped together with some different sound effects, and I've seen it debunked on YouTube. Just wanted to point that out. Also, today it is the Hebrew year 5777, actually, not, you know, obviously not 2017 in Hebrew.
Right.
Also, I wanted to ask what Stuart Best has to say about the verse in the Bible, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and I'd like to know what he thinks that means. And that is all. I'll listen for the answer off the phone. Okay?
Thanks for calling, Bill.
Okay.
Well, I guess the first part is I don't really care if they debunk the sounds. I know what identical. It was absolutely identical. And it's real. I was a skeptic. I was a full-blown skeptic. And as far as let's see, I'm trying to remember all of what he asked. What was the second thing he asked?
Romans.
The, oh.
Whosoever
yeah.
call upon the name of the Lord.
Yeah, and it also says if you call upon the name of the Lord in truth, you will be saved. You can't just take one verse of Scripture and rip it out of its context. You have to take everything Jesus Christ had to say about how you get saved. And if you do that, you come up with a totally different picture of what it is and how it's done. It's not just believing something. It's not just having faith in something. Jesus Christ said over and over again, come to me. Not just believe on me, not just have faith in me, come to me. Big difference. Light has come into the world, and men hated the light, and they would not come to the light to have their deeds reproved. They wouldn't do it. They said, no, we don't have to. They relished their beliefs and their faith, but they would not come to the light. Jesus said also, come to me, ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I can attest to that. When I met the Lord, after searching him out, and I met him, there was a heavy, heavy load. I can only liken it to maybe a military backpack that you're carrying on your back. I felt that whole thing just drop away. It just totally vanished. My life has never been the same since then. And I have, what, for the last 30 years, tried to warn Christians, your modern-day salvation gospel is utterly, totally false. And it doesn't bother me if people laugh at me, which they have been for the last 30 years. I know that what I'm saying is the truth. And it doesn't matter whether they like it or don't like it.
It's Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
Yes.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back. Stuart Best, my guest. Best Video Productions, you can reach them at 800-257-2672. 800-257-2672. The websites are thelightgate.us, thelightgate.us, and lightgateblogger.com, lightgateblogger.com. Matthew 5. Chapter 5, Chapter 6, Chapter 7.
Yes.
The Lord lays it all out there.
Oh, it's out there.
And
it's just
and
that
after,
what's happened is modern Christianity doesn't pay any attention to it.
Well, but after the Lord is done giving that basically that sermon
mm-hmm.
of 5, 6, and 7, the disciples, the many, said, this is too hard, and walked away.
Yes, they did. Jesus said, ask, seek, knock, strive, and labor for the doctrine that endureth unto eternal life. That's all not paid any attention to. In fact, if you look up the words ask, seek, and knock, you'll find out it's not just walking up to somebody and asking something or knocking on the door lightly. If you go into the parable of the guy goes to the house at midnight and knocks on the door, and the owner of the house says, hey, I'm in bed with my children. Leave me alone. Get away.
Go away.
Go away. I don't want nothing. Well, the guy doesn't go away. He keeps knocking on the door. He pounds on it. And finally, Jesus says, well, is he going to open the door because of a friend? He says, no, he's going to open the door because of importunity. Look up the word importunity. It means rude, incessant behavior, like you're not going to give up until you find what it is you're looking for. So he gets up and opens the door. What do you want? Well, I'm going on a long journey, or a friend of mine's going on a long journey, and I need some bread. So he gives him three loaves. God the Father, Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, it's right there in front of everybody's nose, and yet they refuse to believe it. They are no different than what we were talking about with Mormonism or Catholicism. They get wired into these things, and they cannot, for the life of them,
or
extricate themselves.
Or Hillaryism.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They get hardwired into that belief structure, and they cannot look beyond it. If you want to be a Christian, I'm telling everybody this, you better open up your eyes, and you better open up your heart, and you better get back into that scripture and read, not what everybody's telling you. I'm not asking anybody to believe anything I say. Go into the scriptures and look it up for yourself. Open your eyes, because eternal hell is very, very close at hand. There's a reason why Jesus Christ divided the Christians into the few and the many. The many perish, the few are the ones that he takes into his barn. You go into the book of Revelation, in the seven letters to the seven churches, he divides people up into overcomers and non-overcomers. The overcomers are regenerated and truly born again. The non-overcomers are not. It's all throughout even the Old Testament. In fact, you can't really interpret the new without the old, and you can't interpret the old without the new. They're combined. And yet, that is all thrown out. I'm telling you that the modern Christian church, and I don't care who they are, the major TV evangelists, they're liars. They're absolute liars, and Jesus Christ called them liars. Peter called them liars, and he said hell awaits them. They're not going to escape. They are false preachers, teachers, and evangelists. Doesn't matter whether anybody wants to believe it. I know for a fact I will be proven true only because that's what the Bible says, not because of what I'm saying. The Bible says it over and over again, and I just don't know why people can't read it. Is it too much? Is it like you just said? Oh, this is too hard. In fact, when I gave a sermon down in Dallas, Texas, a whole bunch of people were in there. They all got up and walked out. I had gone up to the podium to speak about UFOs, and the Lord said, I don't want you talking about UFOs. I want you to talk about salvation, true salvation. So I began. Everybody got up and walked out, with few exceptions. They couldn't handle it. In fact, they were overheard saying, well, the Lord would never require us to do that. Oh, but he would. Oh, yes, he would. He's not fooling around. People forget the flood. How many died? How many survived? Now you can say, well, that's just garbage. It's no real truth about a worldwide flood. Unfortunately, there is. There's proof all over the world that there was a worldwide flood. So, you know, you can go on and on and on, but you're never going to convince people. I have a saying, a man convinced or a woman against her will is of the same opinion still.
We got a caller.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, caller. Who we got?
Hi, this is Ann. I wanted to mention something, and I'm going to ask your listeners to pick up a pen and paper to write this down. There's the UN Resolution 16/18, and it's explained at a website called understandingthethreat.com, and you click on blog, and then the information about the Cairo Declaration and about that the United Nations now under, with the assistance of Hillary Clinton, who really supported this whole effort, that really all the rights and freedoms stipulated in this declaration are subject to Islamic Sharia law. And
yes.
So the United Nations is now operating under not the U.S. Federal Code or the U.S. Constitution principles, but under Islamic law. So if we, you know, Jeremiah 29:7-8 says, act on behalf of the welfare of your nation, for your welfare is directly related to your welfare. And so we want to know what's happened. This happened in 2011. And we know that if she gets in, and I know that we don't know the time or the place when things will absolutely fall apart, but this is something that people should know and share, because she should never get into the White House. And I know that things aren't perfect in so much of the nightmares we have going, but we have to be, our eyes have to be open. You just said our eyes have to be open. And so this is at understandingthethreat.com, and you click on blog, and you get that UN resolution that has the, you know, a summary of this.
Okay. Yeah, they are making their move for a global caliphate. There's no question about it.
Right.
Well, and that brings up one of your videos, Stuart. Unfriendly, UN, unfriendly fire.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest, Stuart Best, with Best Video Productions. You can reach them at 800-257-2672. 800-257-2672. The websites are thelightgate.us, thelightgate.us, and lightgateblogger.com, lightgateblogger.com. Well, Stuart, here, coming up Monday, well, this whole mess we're in, there's no political solution.
No. From a godly perspective, America's gone. The prophet Jeremiah said we would have healed America, Babylon, but she would not be healed. In other words, we had Ron Paul. He's the physician, right?
Right.
He advanced things that the American people had to do if they wanted to turn their nation around. What did they do? Repudiated him. Then we had Dr. Carson. What did they do with him? They repudiated him. Now we have Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is guided. I don't care who he is or what his motives are. But the Lord said, I'm going to reveal that which is hidden before the end come. Who's revealing the utter and complete corruption in the United States? And the rich men and how they operate. Donald was one of them. He openly admits, I was one of them. I know how they operate. I know who they are. Well, is that not the Lord revealing through Donald Trump the real issues that face Americans? He maybe get elected. I don't know.
Well, Project Veritas, the group that took all the underground videos of the abortion doctors and clinics of eating lunch and talking about the buying and selling of the baby parts.
Yeah, just butcher them and sell their parts.
Yeah, WikiLeaks, all of this coming out.
Yes.
Now, the solution, folks, is fall on your face before the Lord and repent.
Yep, that's the only solution there is. But if Jeremiah's prophecy is correct, and I'm positive it is, he says they won't do it. They will not do it. They are so far apostate at this point that the hatred for the true gospel, the truth of salvation, is just, they hate it. The Christians hate it. Peter said they would hate it. They would rail against it. They would not tolerate it. Having itching ears, they turn their ears away from the truth, and they will not tolerate the real truth of biblical prophecy. They will not tolerate the real truth of salvation. They repudiate it. Their heart turns against it. I've been doing this for what now, Randy, 25, 30 years?
Yes.
I mean, it's just, I get railed against. I hardly get on any radio programs now, and I know why. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the true gospel. They cannot stand it, so they distance themselves from me.
Well,
but I don't really care.
Here's a little step that you can take, folks, in this journey of repentance. Come Monday, do not let your children participate in the celebration of death.
Yes.
Halloween. I mean, that's become more of a mammon producer for the multinational corporation retailers than Christmas.
Yeah, they spend more money now, I think the last couple of years, they spent more money on Halloween than they have on Christmas. And it just shows how far gone we've gone.
Yes.
But,
down at our church, we're going to have trunk or treat. We'll have the treats in the trunk of the car. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know... The solution is, like you said, fall on your face and start repenting. My advice is get into that Bible like you've never gotten into it before and start reading what it says, start studying what it says, not what you think it says, not what you want it to say, but what it actually does say. And if you do that and you open your heart to it, your life will change. And you'll begin to understand what kind of a lie we have been involved in this so-called Christian nation of ours. You know, the Supreme Court ruled the United States was a Christian nation twice in the 1800s.
Yes.
Obama, unfortunately, was absolutely right when he came out and said, we're no longer a Christian nation. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, he's right. We're not. And, you know, short of full biblical repentance, there is no salvation for the United States. There is individual salvation, but it's gone beyond, I believe, the national part. I was shown by the Lord many years ago that America was going down. I was taken to Washington in a vision. I don't ask anybody to believe it came from the Lord. It's probably my own imagination, but anyway, I went to Washington. And I'm observing all of the senators and congressmen, and they're meeting in the back rooms. And the Lord said, it's over. It's done. Doesn't matter what they do. Done. We crossed the line. We're no different than ancient Babylon. They crossed the line. Judgment comes, and nobody's going to escape it except through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other escape at this point. I can't tell people whether they got a month, a year, 2 years, or whatever, because I really don't know, but I can tell you one thing. We're close. We are at the very cusp of this thing. And get into the bots. I just want to read a little thing here to you.
Yes.
As model space progresses, she says that the Hillary Clinton campaign, now this is interesting, you can think what you want on it, loses its head.
Hang on, we'll start
we'll
that over and
it.
Finish off the show with that here on the American Freedom Network. And we're back with the closing minutes of today's show. Randy Yarbrough with you, my guest Stuart Best with Best Video Productions. You can find out more. The websites are TheLightGate.us, TheLightGate.us, and LightGateBlogger.com. LightGateBlogger.com. You can catch his Night Shadows radio show. The links are there, the archives at LightGateBlogger.com. From the bots, you were going to read.
Yeah, it says, this is for the USA population. The data sets are continuing to show that political fracturing will grow across October and November. The fracturing set still has a number of areas filling it out, but it says that the Hillary Clinton campaign is going to lose its head as model spaces progressed past the body loses its headsets, a new growing aspect in a tribute, an attribute sets, bring in the idea of a shuttle such that a new man becomes the party candidate. Now, that's kind of interesting.
Yes.
So they are forecasting that there's a big shuttle coming, and it's going to be a big surprise. And somebody else is going to come in. Now, I don't know if that's that Mormon thing or what it is.
Or Biden.
But I think, go ahead.
Or Biden steps forward and said, well, Hillary fainted again, so I'll step in where she,
Yes. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Randy, you know it. I know it. And people that are out there looking around, they certainly must sense it. I think the whole world senses that something very bad is coming globally as well. We're at a point of time where humanity is starting to act just like the Bible said they would. Like rats on a sinking ship. The nations are in confusion. We have wars, rumors of wars. They're setting up for World War III, which we didn't get into, but there's no question World War III is just around the corner.
Well, and the destruction of Babylon happens in 1 hour.
Yes.
What can happen to do that? Oh, an EMP. Huh.
Absolutely, it could, or it could be a surprise nuclear attack. I mean, Putin's not a stupid fool. He knows what the overall agenda is, and we got some wild cards here. Putin, I think, is a wild card. I think Benjamin Netanyahu is a wild card, and Trump may very well be a wild card.
Yeah.
And they upset the deck. They don't play the deck the way everybody wants them to. So I think we're in for some big, big surprises. And I think the United States is in for some really big attitude adjustments from Earth changes that are coming very soon upon us.
Yes.
Big ones. I mean, huge Earth changes are on the way. And all you can do is pray that the Lord delay it, that more people can come into the kingdom, and that Trump is for real, and that the Lord wants a delay to bring more people into his kingdom. Before the age of grace closes. Because we have to be awful close to that. I look at the Omega Code that I did, and the odds are literally trillions upon trillions to one that all of these cycles of Israel, 10-year, 20-year, and whatnot, are real. Thanks for having me, Randy.
Thanks for coming on, Stuart. God bless, and you hang in there.
Will do.
And remember, folks, the question is not...